Game four tonight on TSN Radio and TSN. Here's Josh Leuenberger, Raptors reporter. How much defending do you expect to see out of Kawhi on Giannis tonight?
I think the answer is probably somewhere more than what we saw in games one and two, and probably less than what we saw in game three, because I agree with you guys. I just think to ask him to go out there and defend Giannis for over 40 possessions like he did in game three, I mean, obviously that's inflated by the two overtimes, but that's a taxing thing, especially when you're asking him to carry such a massive workload offensively. And yeah, if Danny Green and those guys are hitting their shots, then all the sudden things change drastically, because we have seen a few times this postseason where other guys are contributing. All of a sudden Kawhi can defer and doesn't have to do as much offensively, but that so far has been the exception, not the rule. Malcolm Brogdon was not mincing words this morning. He made it pretty clear that the Bucks' game plan right now is to attack Kawhi on both ends of the floor, but at the same time, it's not like the Bucks today are going to be the first team to try and do that. Other teams have been doing it. It hasn't been working. Conventional wisdom at this point, you would think that at some point here, given the minutes he's played and the workload that he's carried, that at some point Kawhi will start to wear down, but we haven't seen it.
No, we haven't. And again, until it actually happens, this is all conjecture. You know, this concern about the limp and about the amount of minutes that he played.
Just with the limp, is there any update on that, Josh? Is it all good? Obviously, he's going to gut it out, but...
No, the Raptors aren't saying anything. They say he's fine. Kawhi says he's fine. I mean, he didn't look fine. He looked fine in the way that he was playing, not necessarily in the way that he was moving, but to your point there, I mean, he was limping pretty much from the get-go. I think his first possession, his first dunk of the game, he sort of came down awkwardly on one of the legs, and then he was favoring the other leg later in the game. So he played most of, if not all of, those 52 minutes while hobbling and was still pretty darn great. So, I mean, there's no reason to think he can't and won't do the same thing today. Just hopefully not 52 minutes.
Well, who are you looking at outside of Kawhi, you know, if somehow he's neutralized to an extent? It's not like he's going to put up a horrible stat line and be awful. But if, for whatever reason, he can't carry this team like he has at some points, many points this spring, who's the number two guy? Because it feels like the goalposts have been moving a little bit. You know, earlier in the rounds, it felt like it was Siakam. Earlier in this series, it was Kyle. Who's your number two guy at this point going into game four?
Yeah, I mean, it's either or both of those guys. But in terms of like an X factor or a wild card, I'll mention the name Danny Green, if for no other reason than we've been hearing a lot about him over the last couple of days. It's really interesting because I went and I looked at the numbers today. And if I were to ask you guys, hopefully you haven't seen the stat, but if I were to ask you guys, what do you think Danny Green is shooting in the postseason? What would be the guess?
In general or from three?
From three.
12%.
Well, no.
Like, right?
Yeah, something like that. In the 20s, you know, somewhere in the 20s.
So he's shooting 35% from three, which is league average. And that kind of blew my mind because, yeah, the eye test here is this has been a disaster. He's missing everything. He's shooting league average from three right now, which is good, but it's not so good when you're, one, Danny Green, one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA, and two, Danny Green, a guy that relies heavily on three-point shooting. If he's not shooting the three ball well, he's probably not contributing very much offensively. Defensively, he's still doing what he does, of course, but offensively, he's not creating plays for himself or for other guys, really. He's there to shoot threes. So, yeah, 35%, good, but it's a pretty drastic drop-off from the regular season where he was shooting 46% and was second in the NBA in three-point shooting. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty big key to getting this offense going again. He was so important to what the Raptors did, and obviously his advanced stats, the plus-minus, all of that, reflected that during the regular season. Now, I don't think he's healthy either, and he's the one guy we know that Kyle has the thumb issue. We know that Siakam has the calf or hamstring, and now maybe an elbow issue. We know what's wrong with Kawhi. We don't really know what's wrong with Danny Green. He clearly isn't 100%, not that anyone is at this point, but you watch him in the locker room after games and like the guy could barely put on his jacket the other day. He was kind of like wincing like an old man trying to move around from place to place. he's not 100%, but he says he's healthy enough. The Raptors, Nick Nurse yesterday was saying that his mechanics look fine. They don't look to be off. So at this point, at least according to Green, it comes down to a shooting slump, which happens. This is just an unfortunate time for it to happen. But as Nurse also pointed out yesterday, this isn't just a regular season type performer. This is a guy with a long history of hitting big shots in the playoffs for San Antonio against LeBron James and Miami in the postseason. So they're pretty confident he's going to come around. He is confident, obviously, in his shot and says he's not going to stop shooting. So the Raptors, I think, really need him at some point in this series to put his stamp on a game. He hasn't done it yet. Maybe it's tonight.
Thank you, Josh. Enjoy the game tonight, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Josh Lewenberg, our TSN Raptors reporter. Game 4 on TSN Radio and on TSN tonight.